WSports.com. Clark Ramsey and John Mooney from our Edgar Valley Services courtside seats high above the gymnasium here in USA Country on the shores of a blustery Saginaw Bay. We are 21 minutes away from tipping off the postseason in District 96 between the USA Patriots and the Harbor Beach Pirates. That is our first game tonight. Let's take a look at the orange and black from the east side, Sunrise side. They enter this evening at 13-6 overall. That would be their best record in 4 years. In the Greater Thumb East, they ended up at 10-2 over in the division, and that ties them for another conference championship, this time with Sandusky. That's the fourth time in 6 years they get conference hardware, in the seventh in the last 11 years. Ron Rubel, the head coach for the Pirates for now 27 years, since 1994. In the last 9 years, Ron Rubel has gone 136-57. That's a .705 batting average. On offense, Harbor Beach has the third-best offensive attack in the Greater Thumb Conference. 4.1 points less than USA, though, who is number two. Harbor Beach scores, on average, 55.7 per game. On defense, the Pirates allow 48.1, which is middle of the pack at number seven, and 7.5 points worse than their opponent this evening. Average margin of victory for the Pirates, 7.6 in their favor. That's the third-best in the Greater Thumb Conference, behind only USA at number one, and Reese at number two. The Pirates began the 2020 campaign at a 6-1 clip, including a victory over Reese, losing to only one team, and that just so happens to be their foe this evening on the same exact court, USA, when they got throttled by 35 points, 46-81. They have the ability to shoot the ball inside and out. In fact, they have surpassed 65 points five times this season, but they are just 5-5 on the road entering this evening.
Well, Clark, I don't expect that December disaster at the hands of USA is going to repeat itself. Harbor Beach, the number nine team in the area, had to fight its way back into a share for the East Crown. That was after a drubbing by Sandusky. So as a result, the Pirates are familiar with surviving, and that is the key. The nature of this tournament is to survive in advance, and the Pirates are very capable.
Harbor Beach has lost 10 straight times to USA since the 2014 season. The last time they defeated the Patriots, the district final right here in this gym, 61-60.
Oh, what a game.
We'll get to that in a moment. John Rooney, let's take a look inside of that roster of the 13-6 Harbor Beach Pirates.
Well, Coach Ron Rubel's Harbor Beach Pirates are dependent upon ball handling and sharp shooting of seniors Parker Yan, Michael Anderson, juniors Dylan Kadar, and also sophomore Luke Woodkey. When those guys are on, then opportunities are going to present themselves for the big brother duo of sophomore Grant and senior Evan Smoglinski. They are the inside threats. Now also, senior Nathan Seaman and junior Mason Booms, they have both emerged as viable options from the bench.
When we return, we'll break down the keys to the USA Patriots. We are 18 minutes away from starting the postseason. The road to the Breslin Center just moments away, right here on the WLEW Sports Network, being powered by Edgar Valley Services.
When you think straight A's, think USA. That's the motto at Unionville Sebling Area Schools. They know that the foundation for a good education starts in the classroom, but they also know that a well-rounded student needs more than just what can be taught from a book. Studies show that students that participate in a sport, club, or school activity are much more likely to feel connected to their school, perform better, and attend regularly. USA is committed to creating opportunities for everybody, from music and band programs to sports, FFA, robotics, student council, drama, and more. USA Schools has a plethora of activities to suit almost any student. USA Schools also knows that none of these activities would be possible for our students without the time volunteered by our parents, faculty, teachers, and the school board. Thanks to all of you for continuing to make USA Schools a wonderful place to give our students a great education. Become a future student at USA Schools. Find more information on USA Schools, go to the website, think-usa.org, or call 989-883-2360.
Are you looking for the latest local basketball scores, game stats, and highlights? The Huron Daily Tribune has all the latest scores, game stats, interviews, and game highlights on MichiganStum.com and click on Prep Zone. Maybe you missed that game you wanted to attend? Just go to MichiganStum.com and click on Prep Zone near the top of the page. For all the latest local sports scores and information, brought to you all season by Sure Healthcare Network, Brown's Marketplace, McLaren Thumb Region, and Hills and Dales General Hospital. Go to MichiganStum.com and click on Prep Zone. Again, that's MichiganStum.com and click on the Prep Zone. Tonight's game on the Prep Zone is sponsored by Sure Healthcare Network, Brown's Marketplace, McLaren Thumb Region, and Hills and Dales General Hospital. On the Prep Zone at MichiganStump.com.
This is Tanya Rubin, sales executive at Thumb Cellular. If you're thinking of switching mobile phone carriers, consider Thumb Cellular. Now is the time to get the tailored service you need from the local company you can trust. Unlike the other carriers, we like to build lasting relationships with our customers. I will work with your busy schedule to meet and discuss how we can best serve you. As the only local cellular carrier with the best coverage in the Thumb and nationwide, I can introduce you to what we call the Thumb Cellular Difference. Get the device you want, the plan you need, and the exceptional customer service you deserve without ever having to step foot in the store. So if you're ready for a better cellular experience, call me, Tanya Rubin, at 989-553-5282. Remember, at Thumb Cellular, we've got you covered.
You love Thumb Cellular.
Valley Enterprises, a fast-paced and innovative plastics division of the Gemini Group, is looking for the right candidate to fill the position of operator. This position provides Valley with basic operational support in a plant setting. Training is provided for all tasks. Valley offers a competitive hourly rate, health, dental, vision, and life insurance, 401k, vacation and holiday pay, and performance-based pay. If you would like to join their team, apply in person at Valley Enterprises, 2147 Lepic Road in Ubley. 1 mile north of Atwater Road and M19, then a quarter mile east on Lepic Road.
It's the postseason, the best time of the year. March Madness is upon us. The weather certainly feels like madness out there. You don't know what you're going to get when you walk outside. Clark Ramsey, John Mooney on the WLEW Sports Network. District 96, 14 minutes away from tipping things off here from USA High School. A little light crowd on a Monday so far, but we have confidence that everyone's going to eventually show up here tonight. And we've talked about five of the six teams in District 96. We've talked about Ubley. We've talked about Cass City. We've talked about Lakers. We've talked about Bad Axe. We've talked about Harbor Beach. Now let's talk about perhaps the favorite of the entire district, and that would be the USA Patriots. They enter this evening at 17-3 overall. That makes it five straight seasons with at least 17 wins or more for the red, white, and blue. In the Greater Thumb West, they finished 11-1, and it's a shared title with the Reese Rockets, their only loss, and their fourth straight divisional title as well. Mark Gainforth, head coach for the USA Patriots for 24 years. Over that time, he's gone 422 in 132, winning over three-quarters of all games, coached a 762 betting average. In that time, he has 13 league championships and 14 district titles. On offense, the USA Patriots, the number two offense in the Greater Thumb Conference at 59.8 points per game, second behind only Reese by 3.5 points. On defense, the Patriots allow 40.7, and this is the third straight year of having the conference's best defense. Average margin of victory for the red, white, and blue, just a mere 19.2 points, which is also the best in the conference. Go figure. USA has won 31 straight home games entering this evening, which makes it all more important that they're hosting districts. And that dates back all the way to February 7th, 2017, when they lost to Sanford Meridian Early College 30-50. This year, they have gone 10-0 at home on their home court, with an average score of 66-35, an average of a 31-point advantage at home.
Wow. I mean, how do you top that kind of a record? Okay, answer. Continue to win. And that's exactly what the Patriots have done. The closest contest on their own home floor came with USA's victories over Reese by 11 and Bad Axe by 12. Now, the number three team in the area, which kind of begs to ask, well, who is number one and number two? I'll tell you. Croswell Lexington from the Blue Water Athletic Conference was number one. Kingston from the North Central Thumb League, they were number two, both finishing 18-1 and 19-1 respectively. So, okay, let's get back to USA. Their defense takes advantage of teams that put the ball on the floor. I mean, these kids have just quick hands. No, they got 10 speeds of fast as far as their quickness. And they make their opponents pay with multitudes of steals.